No injuries were reported after an alleged impaired driver led several Greene County police departments on a high-speed chase yesterday afternoon. 37-year-old Jeremy Ralph of Roodhouse was booked at the Greene County Jail at 1:45 p.m. for aggravated fleeing and attempting to elude a police officer, drug-related DUI, criminal damage to state-supported property, and leaving the scene of an accident. According to a press release, authorities had received a report of a suspected DUI situation on Route 67 in Carrollton. After a failed traffic stop between Carrollton and Whitehall on the highway, Ralph allegedly led police on a brief high-speed pursuit through several streets in Whitehall, but not before colliding with a Greene County Sheriff's Department vehicle being driven by Sheriff Rob McMillan and Carrollton Police squad cars. Ralph also reportedly drove through a residential yard at one point. The chase ended near the Whitehall Reservoir. The Illinois State Police is handling the investigation. Ralph remains in custody. Jacksonville police made four arrests yesterday and overnight. 19-year-old John Smith of Mount Sterling was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 3 p.m. for criminal sexual abuse. Smith has been released on bond. 28-year-old Christopher Summers of the 200 block of Franklin was arrested at College and Diamond at around 10 p.m. on out-of-county warrants for failure to appear for possession of a controlled substance. Summers remains in custody. 18-year-old Tiara Steverson of St. Joseph was arrested at College and Lurton at 12:15 a.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of cannabis, and operating an uninsured vehicle. Steverson has been released on bond. 38-year-old Joseph Neff of the 900 block of East State was arrested at his residence at 1:15 a.m. for domestic battery. Neff remains in custody. And the city of Jacksonville is now taking applications for permits to drive golf carts on city streets. City Council approved an ordinance earlier this year to allow golf carts to be driven on non-state roads pending an approved application. Applications can be found on the city website, jacksonvilleil.com. All golf carts will need to pass an inspection prior to a permit being issued. You are asked to call Lauren Hamilton at the Jacksonville Police Department for an inspection appointment at 479-3561. A $100 fee is required. All permits will expire April 30th of each year. Any other questions should be directed to the city clerk's office at 479-3541. And South Jacksonville residents could be a few months away from cruising the village in personal golf carts. An ordinance on that topic is one of many that will be reviewed during tonight's public protection and planning and public facilities meetings. South Jacksonville has entertained the idea of allowing street-legal golf carts in the village for almost a year. Village President Steve Waltrip says there are a few details that still need to be ironed out.
One of the things we wanted to do is see what Jacksonville's rules are. I know there's some residents that may use a golf cart to go to Jacksonville. And if there's going to be extra fee that our residents would have to pay to get a Jacksonville permit to do that, or how that can be worked out.
Trustees will also review fines and penalties associated with the golf cart ordinance. Waltrip says the ordinance should be almost finalized after tonight and could be brought to trustees for a vote in May or June. Other action at the meetings includes updates on construction for Hardin Avenue and the Village Gazebo. Discussion will also take place regarding fire truck options, the chicken ordinance, and tourism grant applications. The action starts at 6 p.m. Governor Bruce Rauner says he wants to make up for lost time and pass a two-year budget by the end of the regular session on May 31st. David Stewart reports.
The state hasn't had a budget since the end of last June, but Rauner says he's optimistic after last week's college funding compromise that a two-year deal can be done, if not during the regular session, then in overtime. And Rauner says he'd even pay himself for a special session.
I don't want taxpayers to be charged for it. I would seriously consider, we're discussing this within our administration, me paying for it personally, so the taxpayers don't have to if special sessions have to be called.
Rauner says several bipartisan groups are trying to reach agreements on various issues, including items from his pro-business anti-union turned around agenda. David Stewart, Chicago.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
At Colton Downey Insurance, they build their business one relationship at a time. Call them at 243-8000 or stop by the Jacksonville or Root House office to experience fast, friendly service from the local staff at Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They'll be there when you need them most. They are Colton Downey Insurance, 243-8000. That's 243-8000.
Two quick news notes to tell you about this morning. The Cass County Animal Control Commission will meet at 7 o'clock tonight in Virginia. The Cass County Highway Department and the county's overall economic development committee will meet at 9:30 this morning at the Beardstown City Council Chambers.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.